host Daily Sports, and it is my pleasure and an honor to welcome in a gentleman that I've heard an awful lot about since I've moved here to the Space Coast about 9 years ago, but have never had an opportunity to talk to. And when you look at the 2018 recruiting class, there's no doubt that the winner, in my opinion anyway, across this great land of ours, is the Tuscaloosa Pioneers and head coach Jerry Odom. Coach, welcome to Space Coast Daily, and welcome back to talking to Brevard County. How are you?
I'm doing great, and always great to be back home. Love growing up there. Brevard County is a heck of a place to grow up. Unbelievable memories of growing up in Merritt Island and competing against the Rockledges and the Cocos and the Melbournes and the Astronauts of the world. So I'm very happy to be back.
Well, it's good to have you here, Coach. And let's talk about the recruiting class first of all, and then we'll talk a little bit about the history here. Coach, that recruiting class, quite a class, led by a great running back you got out of Astronaut High School, Jabron Williams. Then it goes to Joaquin Collazo, quarterback. I mean, just a phenomenal class. Lewis Morris out of Satellite High School. A couple of guys out, a couple of great linebackers, and Howard Stewart, John Smith out of Coco. Phenomenal job. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. We feel like all those guys are not only good players, but good people. And, and that's really what I'm looking for. I'm looking for guys who love the game, who are passionate about it. And I tell my players all the time, anybody can play on Saturday. I'm looking for the guys who love the game Monday through Friday also, because that's where the grind is. That's where you win football games. That's where you put the time in to be the best that you can be. So I love those kind of people. And I think that those guys that you just said, all six of the guys I got at Brevard County, are certainly those type. Plus, I got a couple on my team right now. I mean, you're looking at Jazz Arthur last year. He's a great guy. And Bailey Herring and, Bailey Deese. I've got a good group of youngins there from Brevard County.
Good guy, I want to ask you about, did something this year no Tusculum Pioneer has ever done. That's made All-American as a freshman, and that's Jay Boyd, Coach. Talk a little bit about Jay.
Yeah, I forgot about Jay. He's going to be mad at me. The Vieira folks are going to be mad. Jay's been a good player for us. Probably didn't have quite as good a season as he did last year, obviously, as a freshman coming in being an All-American. Had a little bit of a sophomore slump initially, but I thought got better as the season went on. Jay's super athletic, so athletic right now that he is competing in track also at Tusculum, and he is, I want to say, fifth in the high jump in the South Atlantic Conference and fourth in the long jump in the South Atlantic Conference. So he not only is doing well in football, he's also doing well in track, which is, just says something about the type of athletes that we have in Brevard County, as Jabron Williams and Luis Morris will also run track up here and play football.
We're talking to head coach Jerry Odom of the Tusculum Pioneers, and if the name sounds familiar, well, it should. Coach Odom is the son of Space Coast Sports Hall of Famer Gerard Odom, who, of course, was the head coach for the Merritt Island Mustangs for so many years in the history there, with head coach John Wilkinson, who's a good friend of ours here, of course, the Coco Tigers. Coach, talk a little bit about what makes Brevard County football so special.
Well, I think, as a whole, it's a great place to have football because the people love it down there. I think spring ball is huge, too. That's the thing when you see other states and you work in other states. When you've got 20-odd days, 25 days, 20, I think it's 20-some days, and then a game at the end of spring football, if you start equating that from the ninth grade up, that's like, having two and a half months of extra football training in your career. And I think what that does is it gives Florida kids a little bit of an advantage because they get more coaching, more playing time, more time on task. Obviously, the weather's good down there, so you're outside a lot more. And, I think that people throw and catch more with the 7-on-7s and everything else. But Brevard County is just a special place. There's a lot of history, a lot of tradition there. Obviously, starting back in the day with Al Wernicke and my father winning a lot of state championships at Titusville and Merritt Island respectively, and then obviously Rockledge with Chuck Wood and now Johnny Wilkinson at Coco. Obviously a lot of great football down there, and that's one of the reasons we go down there. Obviously, it's a situation where I feel very comfortable because a lot of the people know me as Jerry. They don't know me as this coach from Tuscaloosa, and they just know me as Jerry and just regular guy that loves to coach football and will try to take care of their kids if they send them to me.
You know, that those Mary Island teams, it's funny, Coach, because today we met and we debated the 2017 Space Coast Sports Hall of Fame class. And, you know, I know that the 78 and 79 teams are near and dear to everybody's hearts, but it is the 1972 Merritt Island football team that many consider the greatest that ever stepped on a Brevard County gridiron. And this year, we are going to induct that entire football team into Space Coast Sports Hall of Fame. So I know that many former Mustangs will be happy to hear that. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm fired up about that. Waldo Williams, Leon Bright, Danny Black. I mean, that's as good a team as I know as my dad tells me that was the best team that he's ever coached, ever been a part of.
Yeah.
So that will be special for those guys and well-deserved and really happy that you guys are doing that for them.
Fantastic. We're talking to Coach Jerry Odom of the Tusculum Pioneers. Coach, we'll get back to a little history here in just a second. Let's talk a little bit about your football team. 5-5 last year, of course, because of the Brevard County connections. Got a lot of eyes in this area that follow Pioneers. I'm a Pioneer fan. I sent out a tweet this morning, man. I love the fact that all of these student athletes are heading up there. I think it's going to be great. Let's talk a little bit about your football team and some of the goals and what you're looking to build there.
Well, you know, you said it. We were 5-5 last year, but we lost the game in overtime where we missed an extra point and a field goal, and then we lost another game by one where we missed two extra points in the game, and they kicked the last second field goal to beat us. So we probably should have been 7-3, but it's a process. Obviously, 5-5 doesn't light my boat, you know, light my fire a whole lot. But that being said, we are building something here from the ground up, trying to build, you know, good fundamental football players who love the game. And so, you know, our goal is to win SAC championships. And they haven't done that a lot around here, but they should be able to. The facilities here are good, small school, beautiful town. Sits right nestled in a valley below the Appalachian Mountains, Smoky Mountains, and it's really, really pretty here. And you can get a great education. You know, we're going to Tusculum University this year, changing over from college. We'll have, you know, multiple other things going on, optometry schools, things of that nature. So I think the sky's the limit for this school. I've enjoyed my time. The SAC conference is a great conference. You've got us, Lenore Ryan, Carson Newman, Newberry, Catawba, Wingate. I mean, just a really, really solid foundation of a good private school conference. And I think it's great ball, and I love my kids, and I've enjoyed my time here.
Well, Coach, there's no doubt the one thing that you do and do well is develop teams and talent. At Jacksonville, Coach Odom, 47 defensive players earned all-conference recognition, including a Pioneer League Best 10 honorees in 2015. So that's amazing, Coach. Coach, this class right here at Brevard County, good running back in Jabron Williams, great athlete.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I noticed about this class as a whole is that you got guys that are not just football players, but great athletes. Lewis Morris, second in the pole vault in the state championships. Joaquin Collazo can move with his feet. You talk a little bit about that recruiting method.
Well, I think that you hit the nail on the head. We're trying to be athletic up here. You know, what you do, and we've done it a long time, is you find guys who are really good athletes. We've made big safeties and linebackers. We made big linebackers into defensive ends, big defensive ends into D tackles. It's the old Jimmy Johnson Miami Hurricane theory back in the day. And we go by that. You can't teach speed. Speed wins. Speed wins, and
yeah,
we want to get as much speed on the field as we can and be as physical as we can. And we tell them all the time, we got to play fast, play with some juice. You know, we want to be fired up, flying around, having a great time, and winning football games the right way. And I think because we are, you know, targeted guys like that. Dez is another guy that, you know, from Palm Bay. He got him kind of late, but he played a little running back. He probably – you know, have a chance to start receiver for us this year. Bailey Herring, super athletic offensive lineman, that decided to transfer in here after 1 year at Hampton. Really, really solid player. So we feel good about what we've gotten, you know, off the Space Coast and then, you know, in Florida and in Georgia and Tennessee. Those are probably the three places we recruit the most.
Yeah, no question, Coach. I mean, if you're going to recruit quality football, and it's not a knock against the rest of the country, but these are absolutely the three areas that a lot of these universities concentrate on. Coach, your background, extensive. You know, Florida, great career at Florida, coaching as well. What was it that led you to Tusculum, Coach? What was it about Tusculum that said that that's where you wanted to be?
You know, that's a funny story. Back in my one time back in high school when I was at Coffee County, Georgia, my wife and I, you know, those kids at Coffee County did not get a lot of exposure. So we took, one day I just told my wife, you know, we're going to let the kids go with my mom and dad for a couple of days. We're going to throw five or six of these kids that can play at this level in our car. We had a Suburban. Threw them in the Suburban. We took a trip, and we basically hit every school in the SAC. Newberry, at the time, was Presbyterian, went to Mars Hill, went to Wingate, went to, you know, popped over to and went to Tusculum and Carson Newman, and got to Tusculum, and we have our own indoor facility here, which is really nice because, you know, if it rains or it's cold, you still don't miss practice. Lightning, you don't miss practice. It's really, really nice to have that. Had good facilities. It was a beautiful school. It was what I thought a college should look like, a small college. And I just remember telling my wife, if that job ever comes open, I'm going to apply for it. Well, just so happens that I knew that at Jacksonville our days were numbered. We had a new president there. You know, Kerwin Bell is our head coach. Kerwin's contract was almost up. I just felt like, and I didn't know, it was just a gut feeling, that we were more sweet tea and barbecue, and this guy was more tea and crackers. And I knew that wasn't going to work out real well. So I started looking around, and I applied for the job, and honestly, found it. And got an interview, came up here. I was supposed to interview for a day, got up here, and I ended up staying 3 days because they wanted me to meet the president before I left. Went home, they offered me the job 2 days later, and, kind of the rest is history.
That's good stuff. You know, I tell you, you just mentioned the name of a blast from the past there, Kerwin Bell, of course, now the head coach at Valdosta State. Of course, we see Valdosta every year down here with Florida Tech. Coach, what do we need to do to try to get something worked out where you and Steve Englehart, you can bring the guys down here and let them come play down here at Palm Bay against Florida Tech? How does something like that happen?
I'd be happy to talk to Steve. That'd be a lot of fun, to go down and play Florida Tech. I say that, but Florida Tech's awful good. Steve has done a fantastic job there with that program and building that program. I know we're full this year and maybe full next year, but hey, maybe in 20, you know, we'll try to figure something out where we can get out of that. That'd be a lot of fun.
Coach, as we get set to finish up here, I'm going to ask you, what are some of your fondest memories? And I know you've probably got too many to mention, but what when you look back at your time here on the Space Coast in Brevard County?
Growing up in Merritt Island, when I grew up in Merritt Island, you know, I was born in 68. I'm showing my age. I just turned 49. But when I grew up in the 70s, I just remember everybody had a Mustang jacket. And the stands being filled at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, people out tailgating like it was a college. And, just that growing up in that time was just special because, you know, three state championships in the 70s, you're 10, 11 years old toward the end of 78, 79 group, you know, you're kind of wide-eyed taking it all in and being a ball boy and all that kind of stuff. I kind of just remember those things. And really, honestly, just the friends and people that I made, and still to talk with to this day. I mean, to me, Merritt Island is a very, very special place in my heart. It's a place where you can grow up and, you know, you didn't lock your doors when you went out. I mean, and everybody knew each other. Everybody talks about small towns, and I think they were worried here I wasn't a small town guy, but I'm like, you guys got to understand. I said, just because I grew up on an island, you know, it's that place is not a big town when I grew up there. You know, we were blue collar guys. You know, if you went to Maradona, you had to be physical. That was kind of in your blood. You're going to be a physical guy that hit somebody in the mouth, and we're going to try to out-prepare them, out-think them, and out-physical them, because you knew we always had just enough athletes to make us very, very dangerous as we got in the playoffs. I think it's kind of funny, you know, we talk about it all the time, but if my dad would have had what they can do now with guys transferring wherever they want to and everything else, there ain't no telling how many games you'd have won. Because I remember we would get 10 or 15 phone calls a year from people wanting to transfer to Merritt Island. But back then, a principal had to sign what they called a blue waiver form. And I don't think a principal from Cocoa or Rockledge is going to sign for one of their players to go over and play for Merritt Island. And that's what really had to happen back then. So, you know, it was great, though. I loved growing up, my dad and I, fishing on the St. John's River, or duck hunting in Area 1 or 2 in the Maradona Wildlife Refuge. And, you know, I had a great time growing up, great childhood, fond memories, and love the Space Coast to this day. Can't say enough good things about growing up there and how much I enjoyed it.
Well, Coach, I can tell you this has been a pleasure for me here this afternoon. And, you know, look, Space Coast, Brevard County, stop and think about this. You look at what happened here on Wednesday, and you stop and think about some of these student-athletes that you've seen over the last couple of years, and some damn good ones, too. Joaquin Collazo, yeah. LeBron Williams, Cordell Zara, the linebackers out of Cocoa, six.
John
six,
Smith, yeah.
Brevard, John Smith, Howard yeah. Stewart. Coach, can't thank you enough for coming back here and recruiting the area and a bunch of really good kids that are going to be really good student athletes. And, Coach, it was an honor to talk to you because I've heard so much about you, and finally great to get to speak to you.
Yeah, well, that's great, and you guys do a great job down there. I read Space Coast Daily quite a lot, and, I follow the high school football. That's one cool thing that you guys do that I can watch coach, I'd watch my two best friends coach on Friday night, sometimes in the game of the week or the playoffs. That stuff's great. You guys do a great job, and I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, no problem. For head coach Jerry Odom, I'm Alan Slaughter-Zinski. This has been Space Coast Daily Sports.